a greater fullness of God's goodness. Forgot to turn the audio on, so hopefully we'll restart here. But as we work through this prayer guide, every day we'll be talking something about the goodness that God wants us to share with others. And yesterday we looked at the idea that Scripture, that God's Word, equips us for every good work, for sharing the goodness of God with others. Today, as we look at this idea of sharing our faith, it ought to be easy for a Christian to recognize that the faith that we have in Jesus is the core of the goodness that we, any goodness that we have to offer. But to look at it from the other side and see that God says that sharing the faith not only shares goodness with others, it increases our awareness of His goodness. It increases the goodness that we experience from God. So many times it's easy to share things that aren't good. Just look at any social media newsfeed. We share things that tug at our emotions. We share things that align with what we believe. We share things that we find are funny. But how much goodness exists in those things? It's not that none of those things, any of those things lack goodness. It really has more to do with our approach in sharing and our motivation behind it. Until today, as you go about life, and whether it's on social media, whether it's in person, or whether it's a combination of both of those, it's kind of a strange world we live in. But think about the goodness factor in what you share with people. Whether you're sharing words, whether you're sharing actions, whether you're sharing yourself, whether you're sharing memes, whatever it is. And as you consider the goodness level of whatever it is you're sharing, think about how it reflects on the faith that you profess to have in Jesus. Does Jesus really carry you through the day? Is your life built upon a foundation of His presence in your life, of His Word directing your every step? You see, sharing our faith is at the heart of sharing goodness, because it really represents the best thing that has ever happened to us, the best thing that could ever happen to anyone else, to come into relationship with Jesus Christ and to share it in a real way. James is one of many of my favorite books of the Bible. But he talks about so much about sharing our faith, about living our faith, about doing our faith. And he talks about faith without works, faith without sharing, faith without doing something is really no evidence of faith at all. And so sharing your faith is telling a story, a true story, a story of a transformed life. But for it to be effective, there has to be proof that that life has been transformed. You have a story to tell. Your life has been changed by Jesus. If God's Spirit dwells within you, if you have become His child through adoption, if you had your sins washed away, you have a story of transformation. And it doesn't matter whether the transformation is some big, bold, vibrant story that catches everybody's attention, or whether your transformation is more subtle. Whether you grew up attending church and knowing about Jesus, or whether you discovered a relationship with Him after a life that was very distant. There's still a story of transformation. There's still a story of how you came to faith in Jesus Christ. And the story needs to be backed up with a life that's been transformed. You see, that to me is sharing the goodness of your faith, that God can change me, God can change you, God can change whoever it is that I'm sharing this story with. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to ask God to help you understand how to share your story in a way that He gets the credit. Sometimes that's the difficult part. We like to share our story. We like credit. We like noticed. But sharing your story so that God gets the credit is sharing your faith so that you experience the goodness of God and others see it and experience it also. What does your story tell to the world? Does your life match the story that you speak? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us, that have called us to Yourself, that have given each one of us a story of how You have transformed our life. Father, help us to not only articulate that story, but to live that story of transformation. Father, may we continually share the goodness of the faith that You have first planted in us and we have allowed to grow as we've pursued this relationship with You. Father, help us to recognize more fully Your goodness as we share the faith that we have in Jesus. That by putting into words what we believe, what we know, what we experience through Your Spirit, that we have a better awareness of how good You have been to us. Father, when I consider all that You have done in my life, You have taken the pieces of a life that has felt rejection, has felt hurt, has felt pain, has felt difficulty, has been filled with fear. And You've given me a place and a purpose, a hope, not just for the future, but for today. So, Father, as I pray that every person that's hearing these words would examine the story of their life, the story of their coming into relationship with You, and share that in ways that You receive credit and glory for the transformation that has taken place. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our churches, our communities. I pray that they would know our story, and that they would learn to not only hear our story, but they would see our story. And I pray that their story would continue to be formed. They would not live off of a secondhand faith because of our stories, but they would experience a transformation and have their own story that they can share with others, that they can tell, that they can use to share their faith and experience a greater awareness of your goodness. Oh, Father, today I pray that we would make the most of every opportunity, that as we share about the faith that we have in Jesus, that we share the goodness that you present, that you offer, that you are. So, Father, today, may we be diligent. May we be mindful of our co-workers, our neighbors, our friends, our family, our classmates. Of anyone that we cross paths with, may we pause and think about what it is we're sharing. And when we spend time on social media, may we give due diligence and great effort into asking ourselves, with everything that we observe, with everything that we're tempted to share, does this represent God's goodness? Father, help us to be lights in a very dark world, that we would lift up Jesus and many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.